You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. We're at Surfaces 2026, and it's the first day of the show, toward the end of the day of the show, and I'm with one of my favorite friends here, John Wu, who's the CEO of Novalis. John, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Kemp?
Good.
Always good to see you here.
You know, let's go through history for a few minutes. Just my history with you, I remember going to Shanghai to one of the big flooring meetings there, and you raised your hand way off of the distance and said, "Oh, Kemp," and that was, what, 25 years ago, I think, but anyway, that was my introduction to you and learning a lot about your business.
Yes, yeah, it's been a long time. You know, we've become old friends now, so.
So let's talk a little bit about how it got started. Your parents were doctors. They were over in Asia, and they decided to get in the peel and stick vinyl business. That was 40 years ago, and it's a family-owned business, and you run a big part of it as CEO, and your sister, Cece, also is a big part of this too, right?
Yes, yeah, I've been working with my sister, Cece, for many years now. She's the COO of the company, so she handles all the operations, you know, from initially one operation to now, six operations, 10 operations. So it's significant.
And most people don't realize, I mean, you're a global player in this business. They know that you have factories in China, but you also have, obviously, a Dalton factory. You have factory in Mexico, Malaysia, Korea. Is that right?
Yeah, we have factories in China, Thailand, US, Mexico. We have some manufacturing partners in other parts of the country, including, you know, Vietnam and Korea, as you mentioned. So
most people have been suffering in this country because the residential market has been a little soft. You also play with the Ava brand on the commercial side of the business and do really well there, but you play globally. So your business, you know, I've been asking everybody today, how's your business? And your business is up, right?
Our business is up. We're fortunate 2025 was a decent year for us. I think we captured some market share. So very fortunate, and, you know, prove that we're doing some of the right things. So.
And the products that you have are gorgeous. I mean, not only NovaFloor on the residential side, you sell, you know, obviously through distribution to a lot of people who want private label. And then Ava, you've got some gorgeous, very colorful products there, right?
Yes, and the Ava brand is commercial, and commercial, you need a broad range of collections and specialty products and niche product to drive the markets. And we have 13 collections now in Ava, and many of them has 30 colorations. So it's a broad range, yeah. And then we do well with those collections.
So you have a new booth here, and you got these little vignettes, which is the right way to sell product. You get to be able to see the product in action. So you're making continue to make some investments on building your audience here, right?
Yes, yeah. One of the objectives for this year's show is that we want to make sure we have a new booth. We don't like to, you know, throw booth away. So for the last few years, the old concept been used several times. We say, this year, let's have a new launch. Let's have a new booth. And how do we drive that message of Novalis with innovation, with sustainability through? The vignette, each of them shows a unique product development we did together with a whole home approach of selling product, right? You're not just selling flooring, you're selling a whole aspirational living, essentially.
So have you been traveling a lot lately? Because there's been markets all over the world, right?
It's a little bit challenging, yeah. So last week I was in Germany as well, and then from Germany I have to fly to Canada, and from Canada down here. So I'm unfortunate I didn't have to go to Toronto. I went to Vancouver, so I missed the storm.
So what's new for 2026 with you product wise?
So the four vignette here shows some of the unique products we do. You know, as we talked about last year, we are a licensee for Unique Route. So we have a Unique Route product that we're showing again here together with some of the new colorations. This year, we launched a high gloss tile in one of the vignettes. Very unique, completely scratch resistant, high gloss SPC tile, which you really don't see in the market a lot.
Let me interrupt real quick on that. That's why people don't do gloss, because it shows scratches. So how do you get away with that?
Oh, there's some unique formulation we have to come up with. You know, it takes a long time it developed, right? How do you do it right? And we're fortunate to have a good tech team to do that. And then the other two in there, one of them is press bevel. You know, we've done a great job with it together with WPC or SPC version of it in different sizes. So we think that is still a trend that's coming, and many customer hasn't committed to it yet, but they will see it this year. Finally, one of our pride and joy is we managed to launch a very unique product, a wood parquet that is square. So you can do a click LVT, click SPC now with a square look tile. And that's been getting a lot of buzz this week. Almost every customer who walks through, they love that product.
How do you decide how you're going to fulfill a customer's order from where, based on, you know, getting them a good-looking product at the right price? I mean, there's tariff factors, there's freight factors, and then there's styling factors. So how do you figure all that out?
By working with the customer, right? You know, we just navigated through another year of uncertainty, right? I don't know how many uncertainty years we have to deal with, but at the same time, you know, because of our diversification in country of origins, we managed to navigate them to many of our customers, right? We would develop products for them specifically out of a specific country so that they don't see the tariff impact. And in some cases, we transition some product from one country to another. And a lot of customers really just want diversification themselves. They say, give me some product from A, some product from B, please. Then at least I'm balanced, right? So it's really working with every customer differently. But to have the flexibility that we have, I mean, we like to think of ourselves as probably one of the most diversified LVT factories in the world right now. So,
well, we just ran the story and I could see, you know, you can have to continue to build your human resources to do the kind of growth you're doing, right?
Yes, yeah. And, you know, it is truly a family business. You know, many of my team has been with us for 20 years, continue to grow with the organization. And there are new talents that you have to bring in, right? To kind of open your eyes to do new different things, people with different experiences. So we're very excited. And 2026 year should be another growth year for us. We're very bullish about it. And hopefully the environment will be a little more stable so we can get the consumers and especially retail to be a little bit more comfortable about, you know, going about everyday business.
Now, I understand that you shipped the first container of LVT from China to America in 1988. Is that right?
Yes, we did. I didn't do it. My dad did it. So 1988, August 8th, was the very first LVT container leaving China for U.S. completely, right? For the whole country. So started with just one container and somehow this industry blossomed into, you know, such great power in China and from China blossomed into truly an international business now. Nobody would have thought LVT SPC would grow at this stage. You know, we are very fortunate and I don't know how my dad figured out this may be a good path to go, but very happy.
John, it's great to be with you. Thank you for running the second generation of a family-run business. That's what makes this whole flooring business fun. Again, been talking to John Wu, and I appreciate you spending time talking to our viewers. And you've been watching Kempar and FloorDaily.net.